Good morning. How are you? Today we begin another church year. And every year when we begin the church year in the first Sunday of Advent, we focus on Jesus already had come as a baby, and we focus on Jesus coming again at the end of time. And to do that, I think one of the best ways we can do it is to focus on the last line of the first reading. The first reading talks about, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And to do that, the Lord, we need to expose our lives to the light of Christ. And when we do that, he'll show us things that still need change. He'll show us things that we need to grow. He'll convict us of things we need convicted by. Now, conviction is altogether different than condemnation, huh? Condemnation's when you feel bad, I'm no good, you know, I'm a miserable so-and-so. That's focused on self. Conviction is we're convicted by the Holy Spirit that this is what we need to change so we can walk toward our home in heaven. So he lights the way with his light, which is love, but it exposes the darkness in us. And the more light we have, again, like we've talked about before, when you're on a beautiful day and the sun is shining through the windows, you can see all the dust in the room. And so when we expose our lives to the light of Christ, we'll see the darkness, we'll see the dirt. But it's something that we can see, that we can change, that we can be convicted by, so we can walk home to heaven. That's the point. So when we do this, we're going to have to focus on three things and let the light of Christ shine on us and expose how we're doing with ourselves, our sinfulness, how we do with others, and how we're doing with Jesus. Our walk with ourselves, with others, and with Jesus. Focus on ourselves first. When we do that, we let God's light show us what's still in darkness in our lives, what we still need to grow with, how we still need to repent of sinfulness. Huh? Again, when I do that, I focus on the reality that I'm short-tempered, that I get impatient very easily, that I have to have my own way, that I can be selfish, and we can go on and on and on. You can add some of those things for me, can't you? Yes, and some of you are in your head, and how about that? How come I don't have a chance to do that to you? Anyway, but still, we all have things in our life that we need to let the light of Christ shine on so that we can say, Lord, I'm sorry about this. Help me to grow. It's when we stop growing that we die. And so we need to really ask God's light in our life. Show me this new year how you want me to change. And then give me the grace because I can't do it myself. First thing, let the light of Christ shine on your life to expose the sinfulness of it. The second thing, let Christ come and shine on how we deal with others. With our families, first of all, how do I deal with the people that I live with day in, day out? Huh? I survived Thanksgiving at my family. There was no yelling and screaming and carrying on. It was all a good day. Yeah? It was very good. I didn't even have a drink. Can you imagine? It was a glorious day. But again, though, sometimes I can be judgmental of my family. And I just knew that. And then, too, and again, as we've talked about recently, that we have to see how do I deal with the poor? Because, again, as I've talked about, at the end of our life, we'll be judged on the sins of omission, explicitly how we've dealt with the poor. So again, for my own reason, reflecting on it the other day. The other day, there was no one to clean this past week. So me and Diane are in here, and we're vacuuming for hours the other day before Thanksgiving to get everything ready. And as I'm doing this, people kept walking in the door asking for money. And I would sit there, and I get irritated, you know, when I'm in the middle of something and people bother me. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I'd say, are you busy? No, I'm not busy. What do you think I'm doing? I said, can you talk to me? And I says, well, what do you need? I need some help. Go next door and see Nancy. Again, someone came in. I need some help. Go next door and see Nancy. But then as I'm continuing my vacuuming, I'm thinking, I didn't stop, get to know who they were, look in their eyes, do anything I should have done. Huh? I'm a miserable human being. The Lord God, when he shows me the light of my own life, boy, I have a lot of changing to do this new year. And finally, when we all look at our walk with Jesus, how am I doing with my daily walk with Jesus? First of all, is it a daily walk? If not, then this new year, when he exposes this about me, Lord, help me to have a daily walk with you, not every other day walk. Let the spiritual life be the most important thing in my life. Again, as I was reflecting on myself, I sit there and I spend my time with Jesus every day, but I don't listen to him a lot. And yet he says, would you listen to me when you come with me? Okay, Lord. So the three things as I've been examining my life and how the Lord's showing the light into the darkness of my own heart, I think it's important as we begin this new year that we all do this together. Examining my heart, what needs to change, examining how I deal with others, examining how I walk with Jesus. And when you and I do this, the light that he gives us, not in judgment, but in love, will always lead us to heaven. And so come, he says to us, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And when we do this, we'll be in his light forever in heaven. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Made sure to know his love today and forever. Amen.